Hi, everyone, and welcome to The Neil Haley Show. You can check me out on Twitter, at Total Tutor, and neilhaley.com. And it's an exciting, we have an exciting guest on the program. I tell you, it's exciting to talk to rising star London Arrington. You know her from Fox TV's Empire and much, much more. London, thanks for calling. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic, London. So first of all, tell our listening audience how old you are. How old are you, London?
I am 9 years old.
You're 9 years old. So again, you just show you how you sound much more mature than nine by getting on the radio because of the experiences, London, you've been able to experience so far in your life have been amazing, haven't they?
Yes, it's amazing.
Absolutely. So tell us the story of when you started acting. How old were you when you started acting?
I was 7 years old.
7 years old. What made you want to be an actress? What told you, hey, I'm going to start doing this?
Well, I like to watch Disney Channel, Nickelodeon, and I see all these amazing actors, and I could say, hey, I want to try something new in my life. I want to be an actress and show people that you can do anything and your dreams can come to a reality.
And that's a great thing. And you said, yeah, I have the confidence to do it. So what was the first thing you auditioned for when you were seven? When you started?
Fences.
What did you audition in? Excuse me?
Fences.
Oh, Fences. Oh my gosh. So right off the bat, you get to audition and get to work in Fences. So that's got to be an unbelievable experience with the talented people that are on that set. Wouldn't you agree? The people you were working with.
Well, I met Denzel Washington and I was just so amazed. He's one of my favorite actors. I also seen Viola Davis. She was really nice. I met this little girl tonight, Sydney. She was awesome. Everybody there was amazing, and I had a nice time.
Absolutely. And so people might have not known it was shot so many years ago, Fences, so it took a long time to finally come out on as a film, right? It didn't.
Yes.
Yeah. So you got that opportunity. Tell us about the story about how you got this opportunity on Empire and your role, for sure.
Well, my agent called my mom, and then she was just like, so London got the job for Empire. And I heard her, and I just started crying. I was bawling my eyes out. I couldn't thank anyone but God and my mom, my agent, everyone who comes and support me. I'm so happy. I just wanted to thank God.
Absolutely. So tell us specifically, you've done this for a couple seasons so far, what your role is on Empire so people can remember. And it's, you are playing an unbelievable character when she's young, right? And you did a great job and they continue to bring you back. Yeah.
Yes, I was playing young Cookie.
So when you first heard you're going to play young Cookie, what did you think about that? I don't know if you've watched Empire before that point in time or different things. What were you thinking? You're like, oh my gosh, what a cool character to play.
Yes, it felt like my heart exploded. I was so excited to play young Cookie.
Absolutely. And that preparation, did you watch some of how Cookie interacted as an adult to kind of come up with how you were going to play the young Cookie?
Yes.
Have that attitude, right?
Yes, she has an attitude. He's spicy.
Now, London, do you have that same attitude yourself, or you're definitely acting?
No, I act.
your parents would not like the fact that if you're that kind of attitude at home, right? They wouldn't be happy about that.
Excuse me?
I said if you had that attitude at home, your family wouldn't be very happy with you, would they?
No, I'm a really laid back kid. I like to play outside and stuff.
So what did your friends think when you got the opportunity to play Cookie? What were they saying to you once they heard that you had that role?
Well, they were like, congratulations, London. I can't believe this. I'm so happy for you. I can't wait to watch you on TV.
And once they saw you on TV, what did they say after that? They were just excited, right? And like, wow.
They started to ask for my autograph and give me a lot of hugs.
Oh my gosh, wow. And so how many seasons have you been doing this character? Is it been two so far that you come in to play young Cookie?
Yes, I played young Cookie for only two seasons for a flashback.
Okay, awesome. And well, you don't know when you'll be back again to play young Cookie again, right? No, you can't tell our listeners what's happening there, right?
Yes, I don't know when I'm going to go back. I just wait for the phone call.
You just wait for the phone call. What did you think? Who did you like working with on set the most when you were on set for Empire? Who did you kind of joke around with or really learned a lot from?
Well, I played a lot with my friend Alyssa. She was really nice and fun. She played young Kansas.
Cool. And just what kind of experience did she have? London as an actress, your friend.
Excuse me?
I said, what kind of experience acting? Did you guys have about the same amount of experience acting your friend that you worked with on set?
Yes.
About the same. Okay. All right. Awesome. What's new with you right now, London? Do you have anything new to report to us? What's going on with your career right now? Any other projects coming up?
Well, yes, I came out with my new eyewear called Wonderwear. And if you want to buy a pair of my eyewear, make sure you go on davidfordcollections.com.
Awesome. Give us that website one more time, London.
davidfordcollections.com.
All right. Well, fantastic. So what made you come up with your own eyewear? Was that something that... tell us that journey of deciding to do an eyewear.
Excuse me?
Tell us about why you decided to have your own eyewear.
Well, because kids get bullied a lot, and I just want to show them that you don't have to listen to what the haters say. So I came out with wacky, cool, fun-looking glasses just to make them better and make them feel better so that they won't feel down, you know?
All right. Well, fantastic. And so we can find information on you, London. Where can we find info on you and learn more about you? Where can we go?
You can go on all of my social medias at SoSoLundy. So_So_Lundy.
All right. Well, London, best of luck. Thanks for calling. And I also see that you have a project coming up on Netflix as well. So we definitely need to follow you. To find out more information, what's the newest projects, but thanks for taking the time and best of luck.
You're welcome. No problem.
Take care.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome. I enjoyed chatting with you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.